At stake is choosing a new governor and voting on a pivotal U.S. Senate contest. And many voters already had made up their minds early who to support, says Carol Weissert, a political scientist at Florida State University.
This has been a very competitive race at the top of the ticket for both the Republicans and Democrats. Been a lot of attention on the campaign. It makes sense that there's more early voting and absentee voting.
Early voting ended this weekend except for 8 counties hit by Hurricane Michael. Bay, Calhoun, Franklin, Gadsden, Gulf, Jackson, Liberty, and Washington counties were extended to Monday. Chris Moore in the Leon County Supervisor of Elections Office says Governor Rick Scott's executive order gave the affected counties greater flexibility.
There's a couple of good reasons why this makes sense. If you're already up and running, what's 2 more days of that? So they'll just be able to stay put in whatever sites they designate for early voting and stay there for the Monday and Tuesday as well.
As of Monday, the State Division of Elections reports nearly 2.7 million people voted early and about 2.4 million by mail, evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. More than 948,000 Floridians with no party affiliation also voted.
Turnout's been very, very good. It was heavy as expected this morning, which we always have that first couple of hours are always tend to be the busiest. Then it tapers off a bit, although it didn't taper off a ton.
David Stafford is supervisor of elections for Escambia County, where more than 96,000 ballots were cast early and by mail as of midday Tuesday, 24,000 of them on Election Day. Stafford says after the usual midday lull, the lines will be back after work hours.
Pretty robust through the close of polls at 7 p.m. It's healthy. People are out voting, and the weather, for the most part, has held off, which is good. It was looking kind of iffy there at the beginning of the day and overnight, but it's looking good as of now.
Early voting total, says Stafford, came within 4,000 votes of equaling the early vote total in the 2012 presidential election.
When you combine the early in-person plus the returned absentees coming into this morning, we were already, I think, close to 34% turnout. So whatever we get today is, of course, going to be added on to that.
Some tips for a smooth voting experience. If you're unsure of your registration status, check EscambiaVotes.com. A photo and signature ID is required, or you can vote a provisional ballot. And vote-by-mail ballots are due into the elections office by 7 o'clock this evening. And if you're in line at 7 o'clock, Stafford says you will be allowed to vote.
If you are in line at 7 o'clock, you will get to vote, whether you know it's at 7:05 or 8 o'clock. You know, in recent elections, we haven't had that issue where we've had too many people in line right at 7. But if you are in line, stay in line. You will be allowed to cast a ballot just as if you showed up at 2 in the afternoon.
And one more tip, be sure to complete the two-sided ballot. Besides the races for governor and U.S. Senate, Florida ballots also include 3 cabinet positions, a dozen proposed constitutional amendments, and a host of congressional, legislative, and local races. WUWF joins NPR and Florida Public Radio in bringing election returns beginning at 7 o'clock this evening. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.